It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. In Yemen, the government announced the death today of American-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki. Yemen's defense ministry announced the death in a statement, but provided very few other details.
Al-Awlaki is perhaps the best-known English-speaking advocate of violence against the United States, and he has been linked to major crimes in the United States.
Joining us from the Yemeni capital of Sana'a is journalist Laura Kasanoff. And Laura, thank you for talking to us. Give us an update on the death of al-Awlaki.
Yes, well, it was announced by Yemen's defense ministry this morning that al-Awlaki had been killed. I spoke with a senior official within the security apparatus who said that he was killed traveling between two provinces in northern Yemen. And that's about all we have right now. We're not really sure who killed him. Was it the Yemenis? Was it an American drone strike? Right now, the information is a bit vague.
Remind us, if you can, he's been tied to the deaths of some Americans. He's been tied to attempts to kill many more Americans. Remind us some of the events that he's been involved with.
Al-Awlaki sort of burst into American consciousness when it was found out that he inspired the Fort Hood shooter in fall of 2009 in that terrorist attack that took place in the United States.
And I think 13 people were killed at a U.S. Army base in that event.
Yes. And then as well, and this was again another major attack attempt, he was linked to the underwear bomber, the Nigerian Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, who was an Arabic student here in Sana'a and then tried to travel to the United States with explosive devices in his underpants, hence the underwear bomber. And he was believed to have contact with Anwar al-Awlaki. I believe there was email contact back and forth. And there's a number of other things that al-Awlaki is said to be loosely linked with. He's certainly a prominent figure within the English language propaganda that comes out of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula.
The Americans have been trying to go after him for a long time. How has he evaded Americans for so long?
That is a very good question. I mean, one problem, and this is what makes this the announcement of his death very interesting, the timing right now and the times when, the United States is trying diplomatically to get President of Yemen, Ali Abdullah Saleh, out of office. One thing is the counterterrorism relationship between Yemen and America has been, let's just say, it hasn't been great. While we are allowed, sometimes it's believed that the Yemeni government might withhold certain information from the American government. They haven't been as cooperative as we would have liked them to be. And so the Yemeni government hasn't gone after al-Awlaki probably in the way that the United States would have liked. However, now with the announcement of his death, it's very interesting that the timing and Saleh's family, the president of Yemen's family, are the responsible ones for counterterrorism operations here. So it makes it interesting if they're trying to stay in office, perhaps, that now they would be more cooperative with the U.S., either in providing information to the United States or in actually going after al-Awlaki themselves.
We've been talking to journalist Laura Kasanoff in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Laura, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.